Rishis Moran of Rabban and Rabbi Isai. This sugya of internet comments on Shabbos is a very broad sugya, and the reason both of Tzvi and I were able to say, I hope we don't overlap, is because it is in fact there are many different protein to this sugya. I think there, he spoke about the need of Mechach HaMimkar and Shabbos, which is one aspect of it. There's another aspect of it, and that is the sugya of Schar Shabbos, meaning a person's not allowed to earn income on Shabbos in spite of the fact that he's not doing any malacha. For instance, this is the old shaila with how a chazan is allowed to get paid for davening on Shabbos. He's getting paid, so he's got Schar Shabbos, and not allowed to earn money as a result of Shabbos. You have the same problem with babysitters. You have a babysitter watching your children on Shabbos. How do you get out of that problem? So there are ways of getting out of that problem, but that's another aspect of the Shabbos, besides the Mechach HaMimkar aspect. Then there is a Shiloh, which we may touch on very briefly, and that's the question of Zilusa of the Shabbos. The person has, in fact, his business is running on Shabbos. Is that a Zilzal on Shabbos? And we see there are areas in Halacha where something is also, in spite of the fact you're not maybe doing a malacha, but it's a zilzal Shabbos. And then there is the shaila which we're in fact going to focus on, because you can't not focus in the time allotted on all of these. So I'm going to concentrate b'ikar on the question of the shaila of lifnei iver on Shabbos, meaning to say that the person that visits your site on Shabbos, and you have a site that is open nationally, if not internationally, one can assume that there are Yidden that will be visiting your site on Shabbos. Now, a Yid that visits your site on Shabbos, there's the potential for many different Yisurim. Even if we will assume that his computer is on already, or that he turned on his computer not to go ahead and to visit your site. So there's the whole question of if the computer is on already, what is there any malach involved? If you turn on the computer, is that mavir, is that baina, which we're not going to get into. When the person types his order on the internet, so there's a shaila whether that's kaisev or not, whether that is in aksiva, because there's not a dover v'yishayif mamish, it's electronic writing, it's not paper. But at the very least, at the very minimum, a yid that goes ahead and visits your site on Shabbos and conducts business, on the very minimum, he's safer on the Yisur of Mechach HaMimkar on Shabbos. And by having your site open on Shabbos, you are enabling him to go ahead and to be over the Yisur of Mechach HaMimkar, which is an Yisur Rabbanan, which places you the liability that you are being over on Lifnei Iver L'Sit and Michshol. Because by your site being open on Shabbos, he's visiting this site, even if we'll disregard any other Yisurim, Mavir, Barina, Kaisim, etc. But there is the Yisur of Mechach HaMimkar on Shabbos. And the question is there a Lifnei Iver on Mechach HaMimkar b'Shabbos? So the first thing that probably comes to mind is that Mechach HaMimkar on Shabbos is only an Yisur d'Rabbanan. And therefore one can wonder if the Yisur of Lifnei Iver is an Yisur d'Raisa. Can you be ever on Lifnei Iver d'Raisa on a person that's only be ever on Yisur d'Rabbanan? Meaning, in the eyes of the Torah, the person conducting business on Shabbos is not doing anything wrong. Al pi din Torah, a person could have his business open as long as he doesn't write. These are all d'Rabbanans. So if that's the case, the question is, can I be ever on Lifnei Iver d'Raisa when you at most, for argument's sake, you're being ever on Mechach HaMimkar, that's only a d'Rabbanan. So one of the marmakevis I had you see on the sheet is a minchas chinuch. And the minchas chinuch, if you go ahead and you want to see it, no, that does not mean class is over. If you want to go look at the minchas chinuch, I have it over here in one of the marmakevis. The minchas chinuch writes over here, this is, where is this? Pardon? Page 20, okay. You look on page 20, the Minchas Chinuch writes over here, it's at the top of the page, on the left-hand column, Nira Tzas Medivri, Nisa Lifnei Yiru, Gamkin Bid Rabban and Bisu Rabban, Ulidit Sarachian, Legor Mi Masiyo Eit Sarua, Shena Genes Leidiv, Da'ivar Min HaTaira. The Minchas Chinuch points out a very interesting thing. In fact, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam writes and defines in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Nisr l'fne'iver, he does not define it in terms of being makshul a person in an Isra, by giving him nevela or giving him whatever it may be. The Rambam, the classic example that the Rambam cites, is a person masil etzeiro, which means a person asks you to enter, I want to go into business with somebody, you happen to know that that person's a crook, you go ahead and you tell them to go in anyway. That's called masil etzeiro. Because he's an iver in this thing, and you're in fact putting a mikshel in front of this person. So the Minchas Chinuch argues and says, if that's the case, if the iser of lifnei iver exists by basil etzeiro, so the Minchas Chinuch helping a person being over an iser rabbanon is no worse than basil etzeiro. If I tell a person to go into a bad business deal, I'm over lifnei iser deraisa. Why? Because it's etzeiro. An iser rabbanon is an etzeiro. So therefore, we can put aside, at least for the time being, the Minchas Chinuch Shita and other Shitas as well, is that if I'm being machshel you in an Iser Drabonan, I'm over on Iser Lifnei Doraisa because Legorme Itzera. Therefore, the question becomes, the person that goes ahead and visits my site on Shabbos, who's over, again, minimally, Iser Mechachu Mimkar, is there a problem with me either? So on one of the Marmakemis that I put Rabbeis on the sheet, which is the classic mokor for the entire sukkah of Lifnei Iver, and that is the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah on Davov and Alvov and Beis, which is on page 19 in the pamphlet. V'inayin shlo yeshidon and chesiyayin shlo nozir v'eber menachay l'vnei Lifnei Iver l'sita nikshal. The classic example of Lifnei Iver is giving chesiyayin to nozir. A nozir can't drink wine. He's thirsty. He asks you to pass him a glass of wine. So Yarva Lifnei Lisita Mikshal. But the Gemara over here makes a very, very important distinction. And that is that the entire Isser of Lifnei Iver is only what the Gemara calls Trei Api Denaro, meaning two sides, would literally mean two sides of the river, which means that the Isser was inaccessible to him without your active participation. I'm standing on one side of the river, the nozer standing on the other side of the river. He wants a glass of wine, I have a bottle of wine. I toss it over the river, and he's been able to drink the wine. That's lifnei iver min haterah, because without me, he would not be able to get to the wine. That is the classic example of lifnei iver l'sita mikshal. Over the Gemara says, b'chad ari denara. We're on both sides, we're on the same side of the river, and he can reach for the bottle of wine just as easy as I could give him. Maybe it's a little easier for me to give it to him. But b'chad avi denaro, there is no Isra lifnei iver, period. That's the first question. The first shilonevi or lifnei iver shaila. Question you have to ask yourself, is it chad avi denaro, is it trei avi denaro? Could he have done this Isra without me or not? If he could have done this Isra without me, then there's no lifnei iver, finished. So l'chayra over here, in the case of my internet site that's open on Shabbos, and you, whatever it is, you want to buy socks, okay, and you want to buy socks from me, but there may be hundreds, if not thousands, of hundreds of thousands of sites where you can buy socks. So this is a classic example of Chad Avi Denara. He can go ahead and he can be over this without me. The Gemara states over here before us, let's mind the poly, that when you have Chad Avi Denara, there is a Yisr Lifnei Iver. So L'chaira, we're off the hook, because the person can go ahead and buy this from any number of sites, and therefore this is Chad Avi Denara. Chad Avi Denara, there is no Yisr Lifnei Iver. The problem is, and this is after you answer that question, is it Chad Avi Denara, Trei Avi Denara, but then you have to deal with another Shaila. And that is that there's a very famous thesis in Masechta Shabbos, which happens to be the Shita of the Rosh and Avodah Zarah and the Ran of Masechta Shabbos, and it is on your pamphlet on page, where is this, on page 22, where Taisa says in Masechta Shabbos that even if it is Chad Avi Denara, and therefore there is no Yisrael Lifnei Iver, but there's what Taisus calls, and what the Rishonim call, a problem of Mesayeya Yideya Ivrei Aveira, which means you're aiding and abetting in the performance of an Aveira. So if you look over here at this Taisus says over here, the entire Vahokha, so this is the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos about the Balabayas inside and the Ani outside, etc.
So Frechtes says, "V'ha kara lifnei yiro esite mirshal v'afilu marisha hayochol lipo afilu hoya biyadoi." And even he could have taken this without you. Well, afilu biyadoi doyomer mishum lifnei yiver, and therefore there is no lifnei yiver because it's chal afilu naro. So Taisi says, "We come from Yisur Grabana near Ika Shechayev Hafishem Yisur." So Taisi over here says a Yisaid, which makes things always very complicated, and that is that even if the person could have done the Aveira himself without your assistance, and therefore right away you're off the hook with Lifneiver Lesite Mirshol. But there's an Isid Rabbanon of the Messiah Yedeev Ravera, which Nemsach, which is a derivative of the Chiyav of Lahafisha Mi'isr, which is a derivative of the Halach of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazel. So therefore, I cannot blithely say, "Well, listen, Tchad Avinar, no Livneiver, so I can go help the guy." No! Because you're Messiah Yedeev Ravera, and therefore that's an Isid Rabbanon. If that's the case, even though there are thousands of sites for which you can go ahead and buy the socks, but nevertheless, I being Messiah Yedeev Ravera, you're buying it for me, I'm facilitating it. And according to Taisus, the Rosh and the Ran, there's an Isid Rabbanon Messiah Yedeev Ravera. So therefore, L'chair of them, we still have the problem Messiah Yedeev Ravera. Now, there are two ways of getting out of it. There are at least two ways of getting out of this problem. Number one, the Prima Godim, which is also on your sheet in the pamphlet, the Prima Godim. And if that is on page, what is that? It's the page, let's see. It's 22, there's 23, 24. It's the Prima Godim. You can see it by the Prima Godim. Very on the bottom, the Prima Godim says a very interesting word. That this whole Isser of the Sayyei De'ev Ravera, aiding and abetting in the performance in Avera, Zok the Prima Godim, that does not apply when the whole issur that the person is being over is an issur derabbanan. Meaning, if the person is being over an issur deraisa, and therefore even if it's chad avi dinar, there's no lifnei yiver deraisa, but nevertheless, Zok the Prima Godim, if he's being over is an issur derabbanan, that far the rabbanan didn't go. The Prima Godim says it applies like a gzeira l'gzeira. If you look over here in the lashon of the Prima Godim, the Prima Godim writes, it's Sikot and Beis, it's about 10 lines from the bottom, brings the Magen Avraham. Va'omna misayeya yidei ravera yei shlemar b'derabbanan ha'vigzeira l'gzeira. So which means, if the whole Yisr, being misayeya yidei ravera, is only drabbanan, and I'm now going ahead and facilitating him being over in Yisr drabbanan, zot the Prima Godim, that far they didn't go. And that's begetter gzeira l'gzeira. And therefore, over here in our situation, where we've limited the person who's visiting the internet site, we've limited to the Yisud Rabbanon of Nechachom Imker. So I'm being Messiah Yedeev Raveir and Yisud Rabbanon, Messiah Yedeev Raveir and Yisud Rabbanon, according to the Prima Godim. It's not us, sir. That's number one. Number two, there's a very famous Shach. And this Shach, Rabbi Isai, again, is very, very Negea in the area of Kirim Ruchaikim and inviting people to your house on Shabbos. The Shach in Yeridea, again, this is on page, what is this?
25.
Page what?
25.
The Shach in Yeridea is a very important Yisayin. And that is that there is no Yisayin Yedeev Ravera neither by a Goy or by Yisrael Mumer. Now, that there is no Messiah Yedeev Ravera by a Goy, that's Poshet. Because if the whole Yisoid of the Messiah Yedeev Ravera is a derivative of the Kol Yisrael or Eben Zebuzeh, we're not Mechuyiv to be Lahafisha and Yisur. We can't be Machshel a Goy. But to go ahead to have to worry about that I'm Messiah Yedeev Ravera a Goy, Zok the Shach not, which makes a tremendous amount of sense. But then the Shach says that Hu Hadin, that does not apply to a mumer. If a person's a mumer, then you're not mechuyev to go ahead, you're not mechuyev to worry about it. And therefore, if, underline the word if a machal Shabbos, b'farhesia,
Apidini the Yomar at least has a din of a mumar lechola terakula. The male, this guy who's on the internet, surfing the internet on Shabbos, is a Machal Shabbos, not Befar, but it's Mistandar, he's a Befar Kaddish of Karyasya. Hotra din for Namumer. By a Mumer, there is no din of Messiah of Ravera, and therefore I'm off the hook again. Of course, what's going through your mind now is the, and by the way, for good measure, the Dogum Revolver says that any he that's Ibran Avera Bemazed, even if he doesn't have a status of a Mumer, is also, there's no Messiah of Ravera. For the Israel, the Isa Avera Bemazed. And that's because this guy wants to do his thing, finish Mechuyev. Now, what's going through your mind is that it's, I'm sure you all know that there are many Peskin that say that Bismanenu, we do not have any person who has a halacha of a mumer. Number one, he's a tinik shenishba, which is itself a controversial shayla, whether he has tinik shenishba. Number two, the Chazanish writes in Hilchos Shechita that today, in order for a person to have a halacha of a mumer, he has to be achar teichacha. The Chazanish writes in the end of Siman Beis in Hilchos Shechita, ve'ein anu yoydin lahichiach. And therefore, nobody can be have a din of a mumer because he has a din metal techacha. So, mamela, if that's the case, then the shach is not applicable. So, at least we have the prima gada. But that goes into again. Then we have perhaps the shach. We have the neidi behuda that on Yisro, but mazed there is no issue. Then again, you can clear whether this is called a mazed or not. The famous Chilchus Binyan Sian says that people in Mechal Shabbos today don't have a din of a mumer. But at least we have the prima gada. Now, the truth be told, you know, it's very, very fashionable to speak about the shaila of internet on Shabbos. The truth of the matter is, this is an old shaila. This is not a shaila that goes back to the Nevi Yehuda, or not a shaila that goes back to Sam Sefer, but this is a very old shaila because this has to do with vending machines and laundromats. And I don't know how long the vending machine has been invented, but it's certainly a good few years. And Jews own vending machines. You have a vending machine, people come to that, they go ahead and they buy it. Or, so again, there's the shaila of Mechach Mimkur in the Drabonim. But the Chelkis Yankiv of Yaakov Breish, who is the Rav in Zurich, Switzerland, has a shaila about vending machines, those photo booths. You have to be old enough to remember what that is, but there used to be these little things, you know, a train station or a Greyhound bus station, you go in there, you go ahead, you take a picture, you smile at yourself, comes out not good, but today you have a selfie, you've read off home, and what's in there. But on Amalek Yarm, there used to be these things. So the shaila is, is a Jew allowed to own that site? So, and what's even a more serious shaila, there's another, again, a common shaila, a Jew owns a laundromat. Now, you know, you can talk about vending machines as a drabbanon, nechachomim as a drabbanon, internet as a drabbanon, but we're talking about a laundromat. You're talking over here, an issur deraisa, even if you want to tell turning on a washing machine is not a deraisa, which is, again, chazanish, etc., but doing laundry on Shabbos is an issur deraisa malabin lekuli alma. And by the way, for those of you who've been out of Baltimore for so many years, Baltimore now can claim to have the largest, the biggest laundromat on the East Coast of the United States. It's Don Rice's Town Road. That's our claim to fame. We have the biggest laundromat in the East Coast. But if Zahid allowed to go and have a laundromat, because there he's being over in the Issur D'oraisa. So Rav Breish, Rabbi Isai, in the aforementioned Shuba, it's on the sheet. I won't call the whole thing, but in fact, he goes through all the different shalas, Nekachom Mimkar, etc., etc. And when it comes to Lifnei Iver, Rav Breish, the Chelkis Yankov says, there's always the shach to rely on. The shach says that on a mumer called Shabbos, on a mumer there's no din of Messiah of Ravera. He bought their other laundromats, their other vending machine doesn't have to buy from you. Mamela, it's Charavi Denara. Mamela, it's only Messiah of Ravera. Mamela, if the person's a mumer, there is no Messiah of Ravera. So the truth of the matter is that really there is no shaila of Lifnei Iver. Now there's a wonderful sefer Rabbi Isai in Hilchos Shabbos, which is relatively new, called Orchei Shabbos, Gimel Chalokim. It's a wonderful, wonderful sefer. because he not only he talks about modern day Shilas. There in the Orchis Shabbos, he talks about the following: Mechaynol Mechiras Mishkos. You have a soda machine, soda vending machine. Habol Hamid Mechonis Automatis Lemechiras Mashkos Ufeyeti Beyeish Lahavkin Lezeb Ein Shnei Mikra. So Zot Orchis Shabbos, it depends. Zokter Im Hamachona Omeres Mamakom Shvoy Shchik Mechalei Shabbos. Now remember, this is a say that's written there in Israel. So if you put the soda machine in a Jewish name, in a place where there are Jews, Mechalei Shabbos, Alulim Liknes Mehamachona B'Shabbos, therefore they're going to buy. Therefore he says Min Haroy LaHafsik Es Pulas Hamachona Chodem Shabbos. So Enochinami, if you have a vending machine or a soda machine or whatever it be in a neighborhood which Jews are going to frequent it, it's better, he says, Min Haroy, it's better not to unplug it before Shabbos. But if it's in a place where most of the frequenters are goyim, they're not common there. So that's what his hachrod is. In a Jewish neighborhood, or whether Jews, you shouldn't. It's a roi goyim, you don't have to worry about it. But then he brings on the bottom of the Gewaldige Chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that Be'ikar Hadin, there is no problem of Lifnei Iver when it comes to vending machines, internet sites, and Vechadayma. Why? Listen to this Chiddush. The Kishem Shematzina B'Mishnah B'Shvias Perakhe Mishnah Ches Demutu Limkor Parakhe Reshes L'Chad Shalash Shvias. You're allowed to sell a cow, a plowing cow, to a person on Shemitah who's chasher ala Shemitah. Now why? Because this person's going to do malach with the cow. He's going to be on this the derisa of doing avodah sakarka on Shemitah. But you're nevertheless you're allowed to do it. Why? The le'ini lav the lifne iver mikilina litle shema lo yakish ba elish chatena. Now this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can sell a plowing cow to a chasher ala shvias in shvias. Why? Why? Because you can be taila that maybe he wants it to l'shchita and not for working. Now, here you have a cow that's 15 years old or whatever it is. This guy's not going to use it for meat. It's tough as nails. The teretz is, Vibaltu can be taila, which is not common. And remember, this guy's a farmer. Nevertheless, Zohar Shlomo is only seen from that Mishnah. The talin and lahoka, that wherever you can be tell and say, no, it's mutter, talin and lahoka. Af she'ein zeh tliya shchicha, even though it's not common. V'hocha nami yeshlit by shema layichnu mehamachana b'shabbos elo be'er shabbos of a motzai shabbos. Because you can be told the guy's only going to go ahead, he's going to visit it on Erev Shabbos, on motzai Shabbos. Now, even though that's a stretch, but the Balder exists, the Tli Elohokel. That's a Gvalder, the Chiddush, and Lifnei Iver. Then Enoch, you know, there is an Yisrael Lifnei Iver. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman also takes Lifnei Iver off the table. Now, I assume that Rabbi spoke about Mechel Chomilker, so that's off the table. That was quick. So, what does that leave us with? That leaves us with Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to earn income on Shabbos, even if you're not doing a Malacha. So Shlomo Zalman addresses this 1, 2, 3, and he says, it's not a problem over here. Because Schar Shabbos is only if I pay you for what you do. You're a chazan, I'm paying you for what you do. You're a babysitter, you're babysitting. But I'm not paying you over here for what you do, I'm paying you for a product. On a product, there is no Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is I go ahead and I pay you for what you do on Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. You're sitting eating challah. That's what is this? So you're getting socks, you're getting undershirts, whatever it may be. That's not Schar Shabbos. So the final shaila, Rabbi Isai, is Zilus of the Shabbos. So this shaila about internet was specifically asked to the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, Zichrono Livracha, Chelek Yud Siman Nun Zayin. And he answered having your internet site open on Shabbos because of his concept of Zilus of the Shabbos. It's a Zilfal of Shabbos, or as he writes over here,
וכבר בכמה מכנס בלעדי. כי אלה שמעמידים מכנס כביסה במכנס חופשים ובואים בני יורם ומחפשתם בוהם הכל לדייתם. So he says, the Jew has this thing is open day and night, 24/7. And for him, Shabbos blight like Sunday. So it's not also because Lifnei Iver. It's not also because of Mechach HaMimkar. It's not also because of Schar Shabbos. It's not also because of Shvisas Kalim, which we don't pass like anyway. But Rav Lazar wants to ask you because of Zilthul HaShabbos. Now, where do you find an example of Zilthul HaShabbos? There is such a concept. The Mishnah says, it's a brice actually, Masech HaShabbos, a nice nin chitin l'seich harichayim shalmayim ela b'chdei shiyitchanu mibayigyoy. In Amalek Yarn, before electricity, etc., before steam, they used to have grinders, mills, you know, flour mills on the banks of river. They used to have this big water wheel, and the river would go ahead and move the water wheel, and that would go ahead and push something else, and that's how you would grind your grain on Shabbos. Your grain. Zoktig Brisa, you're not allowed to go ahead and put grain in there on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that you're not doing anything, because it's the water that's doing all the grinding. Zocht the Gemara, you're not allowed to do it. El b'chdei shichanu, but you can put it in erev Shabbos, be finished by Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. It's a machlekes. Why? Zocht the Gemara, Amar Rabba, mitnei mashmas koil. The reason is that this thing makes a racket. Now, if you ever gone to these old places and they have water wheels, you can hear it mamish from 300 yards away. Because the water turns this thing and mamish makes a racket. Zokt Rashi, v'av shomilsa, v'ikazilusa. So where do you find a classic example that this is zilusa to Shabbos is when everybody hears this thing going on. Everybody knows that this guy owns this grinding mill, and this guy's going ahead and grinding on Shabbos. The ikas ilusa de Shabbos because of afsha milsa. Afsha milsa is because it makes a racket. And this Rabbi Isaiah, I may add, is why I've heard from Peskis Manenu that's why even if you have a dishwasher on a Shabbos clock, you're not allowed to use a dishwasher on Shabbos because of afsha milsa. And I've heard this from people that are Gevaldim and Mekilim, and nevertheless, I think you can't do it because it's Afsha Milsa, because the dishwasher makes noise. Be that as it may, the grinding thing really makes noise. So this is Rabbah, that's how Rabbah understands this Brice and Masechta the Shabbos. It's a Machlekes Rav Yosef and Rabbah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav Yosef. It's the Ramah that writes, Zok Ramah, V'hochi Nohu, that we, at least Ashkenazim, are naive like this, that Afsha Milsa is Osir, and therefore Zokhtarab, I'm going to say the Leish Lahaka. So I am not one to argue with the Shevet Halevi, but I can hear that if the halachic precedent for Zilusa de Shabbos is the case of Afsha Milsa, the case of the water mill, then of course that's applied to the internet. The guy sitting in his own home, nobody knows about it, nobody knows that my site is a site that's owned by a Jew. So there's a vascular between this and that. So, I mean, again, I'm not one to argue, but yesh the chalak. So, halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Meir Zlata Zichrona Levrocha asked Rabbi David Feinstein whether he's allowed to keep Art Scrolls website open on Shabbos. Now, you'd say, well, how many people in the frequent Art Scroll are on Michal Shabbos? So you'd be surprised. Because there are a lot of Nachron Jews out there, and you know they have nothing else to do on Shabbos, so they go out to speak of the site. Reb David Feinstein told Meir Zlotowitz to keep the site closed on Shabbos from Shkia till Sesach Yechovim Eastern Standard Time. But that's not a chiddush, because I don't think Art Scrolls will lose a ton of money because their site is closed on Shabbos. But here's the chiddush. This is the Iker chiddush of the Shir. B&H is closed on Shabbos.
Now, B&H, it has to be one of the largest photography, all these things. B&H is closed on Shabbos. You can place the order, it won't be processed until Motzai Shabbos.
The site is open.
What? The site is open. Well, it's not processed. So I asked somebody, who was their Pesach? He says he doesn't know where their Pesach was, but the Pesach told him, close the site, you'll have bracha. You'll have a flocha. And that's all they needed. And therefore they closed the site, they had a bracha, they'll have a flocha, the kachava. So, bottom line, our Pesach is, there does not seem to be much of a real halakhic problem with internet, sites on Shabbos. And all the different issues, Schar Shabbos, Jesus Kalim, Echachom Imkro, Nitha Iverish, probably not Negea. Again, Hamachmir Tovah Lebracha, Bagesh Machum Lahachmir.